Hey, everybody. Welcome to The After Show. I'm Mike Rose, joined as always by Kelly Guimont. And we're recording this week's show, or this fortnight's show, the semi-weekly show.
This episode.
Thank you. We're recording this episode on Monday, November 24th, 2014, right before ye old Thanksgiving break. So we're heading into the holiday season, the holiday shopping season. Kelly, how you doing this evening?
Not too bad. How about you?
I am well. I'm fighting some family frustrations with my tween.
Oh, that's always a good time.
Yeah, you
know. No, wait, not a good time, the other thing.
Just, if anyone out there knows how to effectively block certain websites on a Verizon Fios router, because what I'm doing isn't working, and it's not the websites you're thinking. I'll put it out there. It's not what you're thinking. It's fanfiction.net, actually. Maybe that was what you were thinking. I don't know. But it's the instead of doing my homework, I'm going to spend time writing fan fiction and doing commentary for my readers, who are all very enthusiastic. And keeping in mind, this is anime, Harry Potter crossover fan fiction. Some of it, at least.
Okay.
At least
she's writing, and it's not just mindless Xbox
I'm very enthusiastic about the writing, but it's not at the expense of homework. Yeah, there's a lot of Full Metal Alchemist. There's a lot of Harry Potter slash fic. That makes it sounds a lot worse when I say it that way.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, yes, we're all fine here. How are you? Radiation leak, very bad.
Negative. So that's interesting. So it sounds like gift ideas. All of these are going to come with an asterisk, which means except at your house, where everyone is getting coal.
Everyone is getting coal, lumps of coal, and that's not even a Jewish thing. I mean, well, you know, it's funny. I actually did a technology gift guide presentation for my wife's synagogue. My wife's a rabbi, and so I did a rundown of, you know, things you might get people for Hanukkah, mm-hmm. that are technology related, and it was fascinating because a lot of stuff is things people don't even think about as good gifts. One of the top items, I did a whole presentation, but I also brought a table full of stuff that I basically found in my couch cushions.
which, I assure you, happens to people who are technology writers.
Oh,
you just
crazy.
Sort of accumulate. Everybody has the box or the bag or the I guess if you're Steve Sandy, the room in your house.
Yep.
Where the stuff lives that you somehow manage to accumulate over time.
It's a little crazy, and it was. I mean, we had all different flavors of iPad, and we had different iPhones, and we had jam boxes, and we had different, you know, camera stands, and the MiFi was a big hit. But I'll tell you what the biggest hit was of the entire thing.
And it was.
It was the Eton Crank flashlight FM radio.
That is a cool gift. I have one
it
of those
is.
Because I think you wrote one up at one point, or
I
came across a deal on it or something, and we bought one of the weather radios with the crank and the USB port.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's now, obviously, you're going to have far more need for it than I am, considering that snowpocalypse actually is headed your direction. You're a whole lot
yes.
closer to, we got a year's worth of snow in 3 days, than I am. So,
this is true.
Yeah.
Well, the person who's the closest to that of the entire Mac podcasting community is, of course, Mr. Ken Ray, macOS Ken.
Yes.
Who lives in Buffalo. And he and his wife are north of the snowmanity.
Yes.
But they were out helping people dig out. So to Ken and his neighbors, we say, hope it doesn't get any worse than it already has gotten. At this point, I think they're basically in meltdown mode.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it's supposed to rain, which is
it's crazy. But yes, those Eton. So the company is Eton. They have a cross licensing agreement with the American Red Cross. Mm-hmm. And if you are a public radio subscriber, at least this is true in the East, I don't know about elsewhere, but there it's a frequent public radio membership premium, SPIF, yes,
okay.
that you can get one of these radios. And it is a radio. Various models. They also have solar powered devices, but mm-hmm. these are crank powered radios, flashlights, and USB chargers. So you can, in fact, crank charge your phone or crank charge your device, not for long.
Right.
I think you would be cranking for 10 minutes for a 5-minute phone call, but enough, you know, lifeline capabilities mm-hmm. would certainly be possible. And, you know, it's one of those things that everyone needs. You just need it. Everyone does.
The one that we got has a weather radio in it also.
Yep.
And I think a lot of them come with AM, FM. There are varying levels of these as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a $20 budget for somebody, there's one for you. If you have a $100 budget because you need one in your house as part of your emergency kit, you know, something a little more substantial than just it has a port and a crank and I can maybe charge my phone with it. They
mm-hmm.
have those too. A common place, at least out west, I don't know how far east they have propagated, but REI is a really good place to look for these. I think some of the mm-hmm. other sporting goods places like Cabela's
Absolutely.
And maybe Dick's will have them as well. Sporting goods places anywhere in, you know, where you are, like the place you get your hunting license or your fishing license, if people do that where you are. I come from the wilderness. I forget not everybody has that or knows where that is. any place that works on a, you know, that their business model is those who spend a significant amount of time outside, they will have these. And they're rock solid. That's how they ended up getting the partnership with the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're great stuff. I can't say enough nice things about them. I've used ours only a couple of times. I didn't actually need it for my phone. What I needed it for was the light and the radio because our power had gone out and there was no figuring out why. Unless
mm-hmm.
I had the radio in order to listen. So
yeah. And they actually have, I mean, they have a bunch of models ranging from the, you know, over $100 quad power rugged model,
mm-hmm.
which is actually pretty nice, actually, now that I look at it.
it's pretty slick.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's got the rugged, reliable, rechargeable, solar-powered, splash-proof, crank-powered. It's got county alerts. It's got a flashlight. Or you can even use alkaline batteries. It's crazy. And it's got an iPad-friendly 2-amp port. But they go down to as low as $10, and the $10 flashlight is the Blackout Buddy, which is water-activated. So you take this flashlight, you dip it in a cup of water, and you can get up to 72 hours of light from this $10, you know, basically throwaway flashlight.
Hmm.
So that... You know, again, why not have it in your purse or your go bag?
Yeah.
Or in your car.
IKEA has a hand crank one, and I think it's a $5 affair, just a little thing that you can
mm-hmm.
set on the counter or whatever and hand crank. The other nice thing about the hand crank devices is if there are small people in your house,
mm-hmm.
this is a good activity to set them to when they can't play Angry Birds.
Yes, when they can't play Angry Birds because the power's not on and everything's run down. So that was the most popular, you know, aside from the tablet, the
mm-hmm.
overall tablet conversation, that was the most popular. There were another couple that were of interest, but I wanted to swing. I'm somewhere between flipping and swinging. Back to you for your some gift suggestions from your side.
So first of all, let's start with what I think the perfect definition of a good gift is. And particularly when you're not talking about, you know, like your spouse or maybe your kids, when you're talking about buying gifts for other people, my definition of the perfect gift is something that somebody maybe wants but wouldn't buy themselves.
Well, that's a good definition.
So I think, when I think of things like that, particularly when it comes to tech, I think of plussing the situation. This is a Disney Imagineering term that is... for Disney, it means, you know, we know we're going to have a ride, but what's the magic in it? You know, where how are we going to plus this?
Where is the pixie dust coming
from?
Yeah,
how do we turn it into a Disney ride? You know, that's sort of where we're coming from. So what I like to do is sort of assess people's tech situations and then plus them. So for some people, what that would mean would be a spiffy new charge method. since we were talking with the radios. Moshi makes something called the Rewind, which is glorious. It's a 2-port USB charger. Both will charge an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever name of technology, whatever name of tech accessory company you prefer, they make a USB charger that you can plug into the wall.
Yep.
So there's a few of them that you can get. I know Moshi makes one. I know Skosh makes one.
Anker, probably.
Anker, I think, makes one. And what they are is just a thing that you can plug in. This is sort of a twofold gift suggestion. So there's the bit you can plug in that has 2 USB ports, and then you can plug whatever cable you want into it, which is handy. I have one of these, actually, that I use in my guest room, so that when people come to stay, I have the charge mechanism all figured out. All they have to do is have the cable for their phone. If they forgot the part that plugs in the wall, we're covered. And at my house, it doesn't even have to be that, because we have 30-pin, and we have lightning, and we have micro-USB, and we have mini-USB, and on and on.
Induction, and charge with the power of your mind. And,
exactly.
You know,
kinetic charging, all of it. So whatever it is, you know, if you come and stay with me during, you know, and need my guest room, you're covered. But, so like a 2-port USB charger, because a lot of people now have more than one device. Whether it's a Kindle and an iPhone and an iPad, a Fire and a something else. Mm-hmm. And having those 2 ports is really handy. I bought one for myself that I keep at my nightstand so that I can charge whatever I want. And then the other piece of that would be upgrading. Well, the other charging piece is that you can get an outlet, or you can get something that plugs into the outlet that has built-in USB ports, so you don't even need the part that plugs into the wall. You just plug your USB cable straight into a USB port that's on this little thing that you plug into the electrics, the power outlet you already have. And
pretty
it's got,
slick.
Like, you know, 2 outlets and 2, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 USB ports. And those are super-duper handy as well. I have one of those, and I adore it. And all of these are within the $20 to $30 range.
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing about the USB charging space in general is how much diversity and how much cool stuff is coming out there. I mean, you can go to ThinkGeek and see great stuff. You can you can check out the individual vendors. You can go to Monoprice or to Newegg. I've become quite fond of the Anker 5-port block charger, which comes with its own sort of pigtail cord.
And that's A-N-K-E-R.
A-N-K-E-R. And it's funny, I have a friend who was riding her bike on a going to be riding her bike on a long trip, and she said, "I need something that will go on my bike that can charge my phone." And I said, "Well, I could recommend several brands, but for you, you really need to get an Anker, because of course that's her name."
Well, then there you go.
That's her last name, so she needs that. So the Anker one, what's great about it, and this is, it shares this in common with I think it's Griffin's multi-device divider, like what looks like a mail sorter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Griffin's uses, it looks like a mail sorter, but it's designed for like 4 to 5 tablets. And in our house, it's both filled with tablets and mail. But it works with the Kindle. It works with the iPad or Android or whatever you have. What I like about this Anker one is that these are all smart ports. So if you plug in a phone, it'll charge it 5 volts, 1 amp. If you plug in an iPad, it'll charge at 5 volts, 2.1 amps. If you plug in something that normally requires its own idiosyncratic charger in order to fast charge, which, like a Nexus 7 tablet or a Verizon MiFi, both of which will drive you insane if you try to plug them into a regular 5-volt, 1-amp port, because they'll slow charge or not charge at all. But this device is smart enough to charge these to interrogate them and charge them at their maximum pace. So it's great, and it's great for travel. It's like the one you can take with you on a trip. There are great. They also have great battery packs, charging packs. Those again are so widespread now. But Anker makes good ones. There's good ones from PowerStick. There's good ones, of course, from Mophie and Moshi and Mookie and like it's the 7 dwarves of battery charging.
Yeah. Now with battery chargers, what I would recommend is making sure that it's a name that you recognize, or that there's so that in case something happens, at least you know you're covered. So the one that I have currently in my bag, I alternate depending on what I project my power needs are going to be. I have a smaller one from Jackery. which is another company that makes them, and they're solid. I love them. I know a bunch of people who have had a bunch of different models of them. Mm-hmm. So that one's really nice. And then I have, I call it the Power Slab from Power Rocks, because it's like a 15,000 amp or whatever it's, you know, whatever it is, milliamp. It's a ridiculous amount of power, and it's a serious piece of technology. So I don't carry that around all the time because it's heavy. The Power Rock stuff is built for people who possibly need to charge on a lengthy trip, like a bike ride, like your friend went on.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that it's a name that you recognize, or make sure that at least it has the made for iPhone, made for iPad designation on the packaging, because that had to go through a certification process with Apple to make sure that it's okay for all the Apple stuff. And Apple's pretty finicky about that. They don't just hand it out, which is why you don't see a lot of stuff that says that. So when you do look for them, make sure that you're getting something like that, because what's going to happen is if that goes wrong with your iPhone attached and now your iPhone is bricked, you know, that could be an issue. So you want to make sure that you're going to get something reliable. Anker's a really reliable brand. I know a few people who have those as well. I know Jackery is, and I know Griffin makes them. I think Moshi has a battery pack.
It does.
Who's the other one I'm thinking of? The Mophie juice packs. Those are a good deal now. They have power, and they have the case that has the integrated power into it also.
They do. I actually have been carrying a Tilt pack.
They're nice too. Those are very nice.
I've been carrying the Tilt pack, and one of the reasons I like the Tilt pack so much is because it has a couple of attached cables. Now, I don't usually like that, and I do tend to carry short, like pigtail, both Lightning and micro USB, so I usually have short cables with me. But having the Tilt have its own, not only a micro USB, but also a Lightning cable on board is a really good thing.
That's
because you can get very, very lean in terms of packing, because you know that you'll be able to charge either of your devices.
So that would be another pick for me for charging, is to upgrade some cables for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
My particular favorite is again, a twofold recommendation. If you know somebody who is mobile and perhaps they don't enjoy the cord taco the way Mike enjoys the cord taco.
I was going to talk about the cord taco.
You can. For somebody who it needs to have those cables for one reason or another, or whatever, that's awesome. If you don't, if you are somebody like, say, me, who carries a purse and may need to have a cable in it for whatever reason, whatever kind of cable it is, retractable cables are the way, the truth, and the light. They're amazing. I have retractable cables. I have a wide variety of retractable cables. I started with ZipLink cables back in the day so that I had a retractable cable I could put in my bag to charge my palm wherever I went. That's how far back my cable obsession goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all kinds of them. You can get Lightning ones and mini USB ones. My favoritest ones is a twofold cable from Skosh that is a retractable cable that additionally, and they too make battery packs, that's another name, they have one that's either a Lightning cable or a 30-pin cable or a micro USB cable.
Mm-hmm.
Or a 30-pin Lightning or, I don't remember what the third one is. And then you can sort of flip back the front end of the cable, and there's a micro USB underneath it. So you get two cables for one, and it retracts. So if I drop that in my purse, everything in my purse can charge off of that cable. It's amazing, because my headset charges. It'll charge my battery pack, and then I can also plug it into the other port in my battery pack and use it to charge my phone and do all the other stuff I want to do. It'll charge my phone, my Kindle, my headset, the Bluetooth receiver I have in my car, which charges over micro USB. I can't even remember what the other micro USB stuff is that I have, but I know like my Kindle and my headset are the two that, and my Nexus tablet are the ones that I charge the most. So those are the ones that I think of. But this one cable will do all of those things for me, and that's really awesome. Now, if you know somebody who has a battery pack and you know what they're going to be charging with it the most often, you can go to Amazon and get whatever flavor of cable that is in like a 6-inch version, so that when you plug it into your battery, you don't have all this cable to worry about wrangling. So awesome.
And having those short cables does make it so much, it just neatens things up. Yeah. Because you often don't need that slack. Conversely, sometimes you need a really, really long cable. So the Lily Tab, the guys who make the Lily Tab actually make a very long lightning cable with a right angle connector.
Now the right angle is an awesome thing to consider, particularly if you're also looking for a cable for someone in their car.
Yeah. That's what makes it kind of cool, is they make this right-angle lightning cable. Very few other people make it, and it's quite long. It is a 53-inch, so not, about 5 feet, but it's but it's good enough to plug into your car. So we'll put a link to that in the notes. But yeah. Yeah, you can get a 10-foot lightning cable now. You can get them pretty easily. What I was going to say is, of course, the cord taco.
Have to transport that giant cable with you.
For where you're trying to, so this is a really clever idea, and I hadn't even thought about how clever this was until I started using it. But the cord taco is a really nice little way to wrap your cables, and it's from, I got so confused because the company name is on it. It's called This Is Ground, and I always thought, well, that's for the ground, and which one's for hot, and which one's for neutral, and anyway.
overthinking it, yes.
Overthinking it by a wide margin. So, yeah, so they make, thisisground.com, they make a lot of products, but the cord taco is pretty cute, and it does a surprisingly good job of keeping your cords organically organized. So, highly recommended.
And it's another one that's really inexpensive. This is one of the great things about all of this stuff is that you would have to really try to come out over $50 on any of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the cord taco is really inexpensive as a gift. It's rather expensive for three small pieces of leather, but still.
Yeah.
The
most expensive one, the most expensive cord taco possibility on their website is the 5-pack holiday limited edition, which is $38.
Yep. So another.
But they're leather and they're nice looking.
They are nice looking and they work very well. The other sort of popular gift that I was going to talk about is the streaming stick of some sort.
Yes.
So you know, of course, we love the Apple TV. We love us some Apple TV. But what the Apple TV has not done yet is joined the Stickvolution, which most of the other players in the space have done. So that's the Amazon Fire streaming stick, the Chromecast, which only exists in stick form. There is no correspondent. Well, there are Google TV set-top boxes, but nobody
wants
them.
That's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. But then there's also the Roku streaming stick, and that one looks, I mean, for the price, it looks really good. And what I positioned to the audience was, look, if you're doing this for someone who does not yet have any sort of smart TV solution and doesn't particularly have a strong platform allegiance, you might as well go Roku, because you're going to get the best, most bang for the buck in terms of service provisioning,
right.
different channels and whatnot. If they are Apple centric, then an Apple TV is worth considering. If they're Android centric, maybe think about a Chromecast.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if it's about watching some TV, you know, the Roku screaming stick. That's the Harry Potter edition. The Roku screaming stick. The streaming stick.
Yeah.
Is a good option.
Now, I will asterisk this pick with, you have to have some idea, probably, going into this, knowing a little bit about the situation of the person that you're buying it for.
Yes.
So if this is somebody who is an all Apple household, the stick may not be the best for them at all.
You may
want to see if at $99, maybe it's out of the budget for the person or the people that you're buying it for. And maybe you need to get in cahoots with somebody else and you guys can go in on it together or whatever. But so far, nobody's really agnostic. So if really what you want to make sure they can do is see pictures in Netflix, then the Chromecast is a good option, even if they're an Apple-centric household. Because you can do all of that from a Chromecast. You can bounce pictures up to the TV with it. You can stream Netflix to it. The thing about the sticks, when you're using them, is that generally the brain, the thing that's powering the stick, is something else. So you know, like with the Chromecast, you have to have a tablet or a phone or something else.
Chrome.
Yeah, that is pushing that content to the
television. Well, it has to start it. I mean, that's the thing. That's not true of the Roku stick, and I don't think it's true of the Fire Stick. I think that's essentially unique to the Chromecast. that you have to, the Chromecast has no ability to kick off its own programming.
Yeah.
Now, once you do start a stream of some sort to the Chromecast, you are free to navigate away from that page in Chrome. You're not locked to it because it picks up the session. But that is a potential downfall of the Chromecast. Obviously, the Apple TV doesn't care unless you're actually doing AirPlay of some sort.
But if somebody doesn't, you know, you might want to find out where the movies come from. If they watch a lot of movies on Netflix, that's
mommy,
awesome.
Mommy, where do movies come from?
They come from that castle at the beginning. I think it was Matt Howie, one time on Twitter said something about how his daughter at the beginning of a movie said something about how that's the castle movies come from, which I thought was adorable. So if somebody rents a lot of movies, you know, if they're an Amazon Prime customer and they watch a lot of Amazon Video, then that may be a different recommendation than if all they do is buy movies off Apple TV or rent movies off Apple TV. If that's where the bulk of their rental comes from, that might be a different, you know, that may cause you to make a different decision. So you want to have some idea of what the landscape looks like now before you get them something that's going to end up being a $35 or $99 doorstop.
Yeah, and that's actually true across the ecosystem, really, because you cannot buy somebody a phone. You can't just do that absent any information. It's like buying them a puppy. You can't just walk in off the street and say, "Hey, here's your new phone." No,
okay, bye.
And really can't do it with a tablet. Mm-hmm. Maybe, certainly would not be able to do it with an Apple Watch unless you happen to know exactly what phone they have. And of course, you can't do that at all yet.
Right.
And you know, even some of the other smartwatches and fitness devices, I spent a lot of time as I was walking through this presentation saying, look, you have to have a conversation with your recipient for some of this stuff. Some of it you don't. Like that's the thing about those flashlights or the cord tacos is that everyone needs them.
Yes, which is great. And it doesn't matter what they have. It doesn't matter what they're using. You know, if you're all Android devices, that's still a bunch of cables.
Yes.
You know, that's still a bunch of things that need charged, you know, and maybe you can help clean that up. It's still, you know, and the thing about it is that this ends up being the sort of gift that somebody will end up using all the time. Even if they don't necessarily stop for a moment and think fondly of you every time they plug in their Kindle to charge, that doesn't mean it's not like a super useful gift that just gets absorbed into the landscape and ends up being great.
And you could like staple your picture to it or something, or you know.
Oh yeah.
Put like some
Hodge, you know.
Put some nail polish on it, decoupage or some you know some scrapbooking. So I do want to mention a couple of the I want to mention my go to sites for both the deliberately hilarious and the unintentionally hilarious technology gift.
Definitely into these.
So the deliberately hilarious is of course ThinkGeek, and everyone knows that ThinkGeek is where you go for. For Kelly, yes, to get her the Keep Calm and Don't Blink t-shirt.
Or a Tauntaun sleeping bag.
Or a Tauntaun sleeping bag.
The Star Trek transporter room bathroom set that is the shower curtain and bath mat that make it look like your bathroom is a transporter room. All of those things are amazing things.
Or the flux capacitor USB car charger.
Oh, I know!
So yes, ThinkGeek is the place to go for cool and things that are meant to be entertaining. If you'd like to go someplace to buy technology products that are not meant to be entertaining, but are unintentionally hilarious, or maybe they're intentionally hilarious, it's hard to say, nativeunion.com is the place to go. And why is that? Why is that? Because these are the people that make the Bluetooth headsets, sorry, handsets, that are meant to look like old style phone handsets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking down the street holding a fake phone handset that you are talking into that looks like you were like filling up gas at a phone booth and tore away.
It looks
without
like you've
paying the phone.
From the home is
yeah, it's
what
like
it looks
it's
like.
Like you are Superman and you are so strong that you know Kal-El'd that receiver right off the payphone. Actually, if you dressed up one of these with like a little dangling tinsel, like it looks like you pulled it off of a payphone, that would be even better. But that's like the most ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing. It's just crazy.
And, now, I'm. While that is probably true,
Yes.
There's
a more ridiculous thing. I mean, there is.
Well, yeah, and I have it. It's it looks like it sort of looks like an artsy phone from the 80s.
Yes.
And it has a handset and a base, and it has a 3.5 millimeter plug, and you pop it in the headphone jack, and now you can talk on your cell phone like it's a phone.
Yes, they have that too.
And the reason that I like this is because I will end up needing to move a chiropractor into the guest room if I spend all that time on the phone squishing my cell phone up against my head with my shoulder. And I don't want to do that. So,
no, nobody wants that.
Yeah, it ends up being a really expensive habit. So for me, that's one of the things that I use. I have one from Swiss Voice. I got it a couple of years ago. And when you have extensive hold times, this thing is awesome because you can just rest it on your shoulder and still hear the hold music like you could the old phones. It's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's not the most ridiculous thing. The most ridiculous thing is the Bluetooth gloves. It's the most ridiculous
thing.
No question.
No, I'm totally with you on that.
They don't sell those at Native Union. I think they do sell them, actually, at ThinkGeek, which makes them intentionally ridiculous as opposed to unintentionally ridiculous.
Yes.
But they're insane.
But it is kind of neat that you can hold your fingers up to your ear.
Yes,
it
is neat.
And have a phone call that way.
But I had to tell my audience, I said, look, so you know where the line is, you can look at this table and you will not see the Bluetooth gloves because that is too much.
Yes.
It's just too far. I wanted to mention some of some of my favorite sites beyond those two for the shopping. I'm going to give a shout out to Deal News, to our fine feathered friends over there, to Dan and Jeff Contre and the whole team over there this is a busy week for them. It's the busy week for them. Monoprice, of course, we talked about. Quirky for some really interesting newly developed products. Of course, you can go to Tua, go to Engadget, go to the Mac Observer, and go to The Verge and CNET and insanely great products where IGproducts.us where Rich is working hard to fill all those holiday orders. But I do want to mention, and this is what I told the folks at the talk, Somebody raised their hand early on and said, I feel oppressed by choice and there's so much stuff and I have to do all this research to figure out what is the thing I should be buying and I don't want that. Can't somebody just tell me which the best one is? And I said, yes. And if I'm going to tell you one thing today that is going to be valuable to you, I'm going to tell you where to go for that. And I'll give you the secret. And of course, the secret is the wire cutter.
Yes.
Because that's what they do. They tell you this one is the best.
Now here's how they know.
Yes.
They're not telling you right now the best iPhone 6 accessory because they haven't spent enough time with them yet. I was just looking at their luggage guide the other day that came out and they said, we had someone who flew 40,000 miles one year mm-hmm. with a particular piece of luggage. And then we had him fly another 40,000 miles with other kinds of luggage so that we could find out which ones were the ones that really hold up. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to buy luggage, that's what you want to know. And so they tell you. And they all, and just to continue to use the luggage guide as an example, because it's the one I've read the most recently, they said, here's the amount of stuff we were trying to put into the bag. Here's a picture of it all laid out on the bed. You know, we needed a sweater and shoes and these and those and things and stuff. And here's all of the stuff. And here's how well it fit into each of those bags. Here's how well you can strap it down. Here's the other management features. Here's how mm-hmm. the wheels work. And they went into more detail that I know people with OCD who don't have this level of detail in their lives. And it is amazing. So the best thing about Wirecutter is that you go there and if you just want to know what's the best one, they say here, this.
Yeah. You hit the TLDR at the beginning, and mm-hmm. you're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
But, love them.
Yeah, and they have great people over there. Mm-hmm. Jeff just went to work over there, and I believe Jackie Chang.
Yeah, he's
Jackie Chang is the editor in chief. Brian Lamb is the founder, and Jeff. Which Jeff went?
Was it a Dan?
I thought it was a Jeff. Ugh, I'm doing it again. God damn it.
Sounds like another edit.
Yes, 39 minutes.
Okay.
I guess it was a Dan. I think it was a Dan.
I want to say it was Frakes. I could be
It was Frakes. Damn it. All right, should we pick it up again? 39:40?
Yeah.
So they hire great people, like Jackie Chang, who is the editor-in-chief, and newly hired from X of Macworld, Dan Frakes,
Yay.
Who is also a great, great guy and very, very smart.
Yes.
So, so it's
and
exciting.
And Jackie came from Ars Technica. So
Jackie was at Ars Technica.
Who don't know. That's, so, you know, the cred over there is amazing. And then they get people in on the stuff who really know what they're talking about. And you can, and they tell you, they're very upfront about, like, here's my bona fides, and now I'm going to tell you what's the best thing. It's great.
Yep. And I think you're seeing, of course, the benefits, the upside of the Macworld diaspora, with you know, people like Serenity Caldwell ending up at iMore, and people like Dan Frakes ending up at the Wirecutters. There's a lot of talent that's moving around, so this is great. Mm-hmm. And yes, I adore the Wirecutter. I think it's I would love to have the luxury of doing what they do, which is awesome.
Yes.
And they really, really dig in. And I love the part where they're like, why should you believe me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why listen to me? And like you said, we had to wait till we could have the guy fly, you know, 40,000 miles and do it again. So great, great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a holiday giveaway right now. Anything else that's top of mind before we head off to our turkey and stuffing?
Yeah, I just want to put out one more. And this is not ridiculous. But it's a thing that I love very much. And it is this company right here in Portland called Grove. And their website is grovemade.com. And they make bamboo iPhone cases and iPad cases. And I cannot say to you enough times how amazing their stuff is, how great it looks, how great it feels. I know, but how great it smells because they hand rub everything with wood oil before they send it to you. And so, like, when you walk into that studio, because they make it all right here in town, and they don't send it all off to China. Everything happens here. So I got to go behold their giant laser beam. I've gotten to take the tour of the facility. I've seen the giant device that they use to mill out all the cases. It's all such great stuff. Now, they make other things besides iPhone and iPad cases. That's where they started. That's what I know them from.
Mm-hmm.
They also now have some really nice docks. And they do make... The thing that I love about them is that they make a bumper for the mm-hmm. iPhone 6.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it in maple or you can get it in Oregon walnut. Both of them are beautiful. They have a folio case. It's really amazing. They have a really nice dock. And the reason I love the dock is because it's bring your own cable. So if you are on a 4 right now and then you get a 6 for Christmas, you can go to unfiddle the cable, fiddle the new cable in, and you can use exactly the same dock you had before. They also have now some desk accessories. They have this really nice keyboard tray that's custom made for your Apple Wireless keyboard to fit right into it, and then you can pop it up and there's a little bit of storage underneath. They have a beautiful mouse pad with some leather in it. A really cool-looking desk lamp, and a couple of planters that come in walnut or maple. And they have a watch now that's really amazing. I love their iPad cases, particularly, and their sleeves. They have sleeves for laptops as well. And all the stuff that they do is just amazing, and I cannot tell you enough about how well-built it is, how well it lasts, the kind of craftsmanship that goes into it. Because like I said, I've been to tour the facility. All the stuff they do is really great. The site that I'm going to give to you for all manner of both the intentionally and unintentionally hilarious gift is Etsy.com. If you
mm-hmm.
don't know it, you can go to Etsy and you can find somebody who has upcycled Star Wars bedsheets from back in the day into a skirt or a dress or an apron or pillows or all kinds of cool stuff. You can find... if you're Kelly, you go on there and you find a new replacement for the badge on the back of your car. So now I don't drive a Protégé anymore. I drive the Falcon Millennium Edition. And it looks just like it belongs on the back of my car, which is why it's really amazing. Makes me really happy because someone, the last time I took it to the mechanic, they had to explain to somebody that it was a joke and what the joke was,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was really funny. You can find all kinds of stuff there. If you know somebody who's really into a particular universe, a particular sort of fan, you can find all kinds of stuff there. So Doctor Who fans can find all kinds of, like, a little necklace that the pendant is Riversong's journal. And you can find sonic screwdriver earrings. And if you like Star Wars, you can find barrettes that have lightsabers on them. And you can find all kinds of really amazing stuff. You can probably find stuff locally, local to you. Because they do offer a search where you can search for things that are just near you. You can probably find somebody who is building something amazing right in your neighborhood or right in your area. And then you don't have to worry about the shipping so much. A lot of times people are pretty cool about letting you go, you know, pick stuff up, or they'll give you a deal on the shipping since it's only across town, things like that. I love Etsy for that kind of stuff.
And Etsy actually is based here in Brooklyn. So their headquarters are down in Dumbo, or their new headquarters will be down in Dumbo. I think they're elsewhere in the borough at the moment, but they're taking a whole bunch of the Watchtower building, which was formerly owned by the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, yeah,
So a very interesting connection. You could see a lot of little crocheted Bible covers. So,
I think they're great. And whatever you know somebody's into, or whatever kind of idea you have for what you want to give somebody, you can almost always find it on Etsy. I have yet to come. The only time I've come away from Etsy and not bought something was it just wasn't quite what I wanted. It's not that it didn't exist.
it just wasn't exactly the shade of TARDIS blue that I was
looking for. Yeah, like I wanted a necklace and all they had was earrings, or, you know, things like that. Like all kinds of fandoms, you know, everything. Firefly, you can find keychain sized knit versions of Jane's hat. You can get badge reels for people, like, so you can clip your badge to your pocket instead of having to wear the lanyard. You can get the little retractable badge reel with 100 million different kinds of stuff on it. You can ask people and get something super customized. It's really awesome. And all kinds of price points, too. That's another thing that's great about Etsy.
Or you can get, you know, naughty lion folk art, which we will throw into the show notes.
You know, that too.
That too. Fascinating cultural and aesthetic operation there at Etsy, and certainly a way to get something that is unique, that you will not find around at your corner store, and possibly not find anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a quick set of holiday gift picks. Of course, we have the Black Friday period coming up. If you notice, Black Friday is extending, smearing out into a light gray week-long
situation.
So there's going to be bargains to be found. But Kelly, I wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and I hope it is fun and bright.
And to you.
Thank you very much. We will be back again soon, post our turkey and stuffing. In the meantime, we are glad that you're listening. We're glad to have you as our wee audience, all five of you. In the meantime, I'm Michael Rose, and for myself and the lovely and talented Miss Kelly Guimont, this has been The After Show. We'll catch you next time.